This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. I normally prefer to focus on the positive. However, today seems like a good time to talk about things that are scary. The Waters of the U.S. rule, which expands federal regulation of private land and farming activities under the Clean Water Act, is like a creature hiding in a haunted house. Landowners have little way of knowing if they'll find a WOTUS problem lurking around the corner, if they will be in violation of the rule by going about their regular farming activities, because it is far from clear which waters or lands will come under federal control. Although the rule is on hold for now, it remains on the books to bedevil farmers and ranchers unless Congress overturns it. One of the more frightening things farmers face over the next year is the general farm economy. Crop prices have plunged to the point where some may face difficulty getting financing to plant next year's crops. There isn't much that any of us can do but global crop supplies or market prices. But Farm Bureau is committed to being a source of information for members. We're also keeping our eye on any policy proposals that would suck the lifeblood out of the farm economy. If legislative or regulatory proposals would hurt agricultural profitability, we'll be quick to let Congress or the administration know that this is exactly the wrong time to think about increasing farmers and ranchers' costs and damaging their margins. Another monster that looms over agriculture is the biotech labeling mandate in Vermont, which goes into effect next July. Food manufacturers need to start making labeling and possibly product formulation and sourcing decisions now in order to meet the labeling requirements the law imposes in Vermont. Time is running out for a national solution to prevent a patchwork of requirements that could damage the market for biotech crops. The Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act has passed the House. Now we need the Senate to act without further delay. The House on Tuesday approved legislation giving railroads an additional 3 years to implement positive train control, a key step toward avoiding a nationwide Class 1 rail shutdown. The PTC provision was part of a bill extending soon-to-expire surface transportation programs through November 20th. With the highway authorization set to expire on October 29th, the Senate is expected to approve the measure, including the PTC extension, this week. Positive train control is a GPS-based train control system designed to prevent collisions and overspeed derailments. Under the Rail Safety Improvement Act of 2008, railroads are required to implement PTC systems by the end of this year on mainland tracks that carry toxic by inhalation materials like anhydrous ammonia, a key fertilizer ingredient, as well as passenger traffic. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer recently released a report suggesting processed meats and red meats pose a low risk of cancer. In Tuesday's Newsline, Trudy Wastweet, AFBF Director of Congressional Relations, explained that doesn't mean meats should be excluded from a well-balanced diet. Wastweet said that there are a lot of positive benefits for those meat products. We know that they can be part of a healthy and balanced diet, and we know that folks are really loyal to their favorite meats. She also pointed out that cancer is a complex disease, and a single substance cannot be labeled as the cause of it. The role that immigration reform has played in the presidential race over the past few months, combined with the Speaker of the House John Boehner's announcement that he is retiring from Congress, will continue to keep lawmakers bottled up on this issue. Immigration reform simply is not going to happen this year, according to AFB analysts and political pundits. As part of Food History Weekend at the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C., Nebraska farmer and Farm Bureau member Zach Honeycutt joined a panel of fellow growers on Friday to discuss the driving forces behind innovations in American agriculture and food production. Among the topics the panel covered were water use, farming in urban areas, opportunities for beginning farmers, and GMOs. On the topic of innovation, Honeycutt, who grows popcorn and soybeans, noted that it's not only new technology that's helping farmers. He used cover crops as an example. A once common practice, farmers for a time avoided them, not seeing a point in planting a crop that they couldn't sell. Now, though, cover crops are used more often, especially where soil needs to be repaired. Honeycutt says we're looking to the past for innovation. Farmers and ranchers see tremendous benefits with technology, but can't turn a blind eye to the privacy concerns that remain, Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst told the House Agriculture Committee on Wednesday. Hurst, an AFBF board member, was asked to testify on innovation and its implications for agriculture. Hurst testified that the big data movement and the innovative technologies and analytics it yields could lead to at least as much change in agriculture as the Green Revolution and the adoption of biotechnology. He added, farmers are reporting higher yields, fewer inputs, more efficiency, and higher profits thanks to technology. While farmers are eager to adopt these groundbreaking tools, they are not willing to simply hand over their sensitive business information, nor should they have to. Farmers have the right to know what information is collected, how exactly their data is used, and who else has access to it. It's then up to the farmers to determine what to do next. Individuals wishing to pick up petition forms and collect signatures for the Independent Map Amendment Initiative may do so here at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Completed petitions may also be returned to the local office. Our grassroots policy has long supported restructuring the Illinois legislative redistricting process, and Farm Bureau feels the Independent Map Amendment Coalition's proposal is a balanced approach to the process. We believe a change in the way maps are drawn will benefit our members and hope they will take an active role in helping to make that change. Illinois Farm Bureau and the Macoupin County Farm Bureau are working with the coalition to reach the goal of gathering 600,000 signatures of registered voters by April 2016. The Illinois Constitution requires that any petition seeking to amend the legislative article of the Illinois Constitution gather at least 290,216 valid registered voter signatures. To gather the necessary signatures, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau is asking interested individuals to circulate, collect, and return petitions to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office. It really is a simple process for any of our members wishing to help with the effort. Any legally registered voter in Illinois is eligible. People who signed the petition must use their full address without abbreviation, should include the address where they are registered to vote, and information should be legibly written. Once completed, the petition sheet should be signed by the person circulating the petition and notarized and returned to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau no later than December of 2015. The proposed constitutional amendment would create an 11-member independent redistricting commission to draw legislative districts for General Assembly members. The commissioners would be selected at the same time of each federal decennial census, with the first commission appointed in 2021. New districts drawn by the commission would be contiguous and substantially equal in population and would comply with federal law. All of the commission's meetings and records would be open to the public. After a majority of commission members approve a plan, the new districts would be established. The proposal from the Independent Map Amendment Coalition would remove partisan consideration from map making and make map making public and transparent to all, which means election outcomes will not be determined in advance and may deepen the candidate pool for state elections. In the end, voters will have more choices on the ballot and more incentive to vote, which is a win-win situation for everyone, not just farmers. Illinois Farm Bureau encourages members to apply for a place on the action teams, a great involvement opportunity. Applicants can select the team that matches their interest and skills. You choose from consumer outreach, leadership development, membership promotion, or quality of life. Each team consists of 10 to 15 men and women with a variety of leadership and life experiences. Teams meet just twice a year in Bloomington to develop and launch new, innovative statewide Farm Bureau programs that address the needs of agriculture and farm families. Maybe you've seen the pro-agriculture messages on table tents, or maybe you've seen the theater advertising or heard about the $500 rebates on rollover protection structures for tractors. You might even know someone who participates in Collegiate Farm Bureau. All of these were action team projects. For more information or an application, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Applications will be accepted until November 24th. Macoupin County Farm Bureau would like to remind you the SMV emblems are specifically designed for slow-moving vehicles and should only be used to mark tractors and farm equipment traveling on public roads. These SMV emblems should not be used to mark mailboxes, fence posts, or other fixed objects. This use is illegal in Illinois and will result in a $75 fine. Please help Illinois farm families and motorists stay safe by avoiding misuse of the SMV emblem. Improper use distorts the true meaning. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.